Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Crossroads Generation.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for a way. Crossroads Generation, our future starts today.
Last time, we followed 19-year-old Dan as he helped out an old lady in the slum where he lives. To thank him, she invited him into her house where Dan saw she had some beautiful decorations.
What are they made from?
Plastic bags. You cut them into strips and then knit them together into whatever shape you like.
Could you teach me how to make those ornaments?
You want to learn knitting?
Yes, please.
Trudy is studying journalism and she has an idea for a new story.
Tina, you know the club you like to go to?
Yes.
Would you be able to put me in touch with some of your friends there?
Sure. Why?
I'm thinking of doing a story on prostitution.
Trudy, I think you should look for another topic. It's too dangerous.
Meanwhile, Tina's and Trudy's friend Mercy has other things on her mind. Her family is involved in a court case about illegal adoption because Mercy's father Msoto sold his newborn baby to the politician Mukaraba 4 years ago. Now Mukaraba is doing everything he can to hide the truth and save his reputation. This is episode 19 and it's called Good and Bad Surprises. We start with Mercy, who's home from university to visit her mother and her 3-year-old daughter, Linda.
50, 60, 80. Damn, too many coins. Why isn't anyone paying in bills today?
Hi, Mom.
Mercy, what are you doing here?
I don't have any classes today or tomorrow, so I thought I'd come home to help you with Linda. Is she here with you?
She's playing with the neighbor's kids.
And how are my little brothers?
They are fine. I just hope Banda hasn't sneaked out to see his dad again. That crazy man.
Is that where Banda's been getting all the King Karubu talk?
Of course. But enough of that. How are you, Mercy?
Yeah, fine, I guess.
What do you mean? Are you in trouble again?
No, don't worry, Mom.
Then what is it? I always know when you're hiding things from me.
Nikki asked me to marry him.
Huh?
Handkerchiefs!
I haven't sold anything since this morning.
Me neither. But we are lucky today. The local police haven't been round.
Hi, my name is Dan. Do you mind if I take this empty spot here next to you?
If you think you'll be lucky enough to sell something today.
Ladies bags! Beautifulest lady bags! New ladies handbags! Everyone unique! Ladies bags! Beautifulest lady bags! Oh, hi there, lady. How do you like these bags?
I like the mix of colors and the texture. In fact, I've never seen one of these before. What are they made of?
A good salesman never reveals his secrets.
Okay, how much?
50 each.
Well, okay, I'll take the pink one. Here's your money.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. New ladies' handbags. Everyone unique.
New boy. You seem to have some pretty good stuff. Where do you get those bags from?
Hey! Quick!
Hey, local police!
What? Where?
Come here. You're under arrest for hawking on the streets daughter license.
Oh, but, officer, I'm just trying to make a living.
Are you arguing with me?
Please, let me go, officer. I am not a thief.
Listen, if you want to go, you'll have to pay for our fuel.
But I don't have any money.
Stop wasting my time. Hey, come back here! Where do you think you're... Hey, come back here!
Silence in court. Silence. This is my verdict in the case of the people versus Mukaraba. In accordance with the law and the evidence presented in this court, Mr. Mukaraba, being a person of sound mind and a leader of society, is found to have bought a baby from Mr. Msoto. There are laws in this country governing the adoption of children, and Mr. Mukaraba being an aspiring lawmaker, should have known better. This court finds Mr. Mukuraba guilty. And I... Silence. And I therefore order him to pay the plaintiff in this case a total of 100,000...
You can't do this to me! No.
Silence. Silence in court.
Oh, thank God.
President Karubu.
Silence. Father, I order that the child in question be handed over to Mrs. Lulum Soto.
Yes. Oh, wow. Thank God.
Since the child is now with social services, they will help her to reintegrate into her natural family.
Oh, my baby.
We had a deal. You can't do this.
What?
We had a deal.
Silence. Mr. Soto was part of the conspiracy to sell his own child. But he has testified in this case, even though this meant implicating himself. Considering his contribution, I have decided that Mr. Soto will not be given a prison sentence. Nonetheless, I am issuing a restraining order against Mr. Soto. He may not come within 300 meters of the child in question. Any direct contact is strictly forbidden. Additionally, I order that the prosecution in this case open a corruption investigation into Mr. Mukuraba.
Yes.
As he tried to bribe none other than the judge in this case. The money.
You took my money.
Silence.
You took my money.
Silence. The money will be used to cover the costs of this trial and to support social services who have been taking care of the child.
Oh. You don't know who you're messing with.
All arise. Court is adjourned.
At last. Oh, this is really not an easy subject to work on. Once you look more closely, more and more stuff starts coming to the surface. But I think it's worth it. Trudy, you're doing a good job. Who is this? Oh, Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hey, Trudy. Are you home?
Yes, I just got back. I'm exhausted.
Of course. You've been working really hard, but you've almost finished now, haven't you?
Right, I... Oh, damn it.
What was that?
Just another power cut. It's all dark in here. I'll have to go and find some candles.
Okay, take care, won't you?
Of course. See you tomorrow. Hello? Who's there? Marcy? Is that you? Hello, this isn't funny. I'll scream. Whoever you are, I'll...
Shut your mouth, you stupid slut. That cold thing that you can feel against your neck? That's a gun. One false move and I'll pull the trigger. Do you understand? Do you understand? Good. Now, I'm going to let go of your mouth. But you have to do exactly what I tell you. If you scream, I will shoot you. Okay? There.
Who are you? What do you want?
I will only ask you this once. Where is the material? You know what I'm talking about. Don't move. Just tell me.
What? What are you talking about?
Don't pretend you don't know.
I swear. I don't.
Hey. I said don't move. I said don't... Ah!
What just happened? Just when you thought everything would turn out well? You really mustn't miss the next episode of Crossroads Generation if you want to find out. Don't forget that you can also listen to this episode again or to previous ones on dw.de/LBE. Until next time, bye!